Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1782, the topic is training and the title is Free Programming Template for Fat Loss and Muscle Shaping. So I was asked recently, there was somebody I helped 10, 11, 12 years ago. They reached out with some, wanting extra help with nutrition. They've gone through some chaos in the last 10 years, haven't we all, including COVID and whatnot. So they wanted some help getting back on track. I've been helping them, and they've been doing great. They hit a big milestone for fat loss, feeling wonderful, good energy. Everything's back on track. Everything's feeling good. So I told them, hey, you know, congratulations. Everything's good. Now we're going to step back from kind of doing every week check-ins to now they're just going to kind of check in with me every month. And part of the conversation was they now feel confident. They know what to do with nutrition. They're a little uncertain yet as what to do with training. So I wanted to give this podcast to them and also share it with everybody else. So this workout structure, what we're going to talk about today, is for somebody where you want to have some muscle and some muscle shape. You want to have some strength. But the real goal is getting some fat off. So maybe you want to lose 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. So you don't want to just do cardio, you know, cardio your face off. You don't want to lose a ton of muscle along with body fat. So you want to have some muscle tissue. You want to have some mobility. You want to have some strength. But really, you got to get that weight off. So what we're going to look at is a workout structure that allows us to focus on that. There's a couple components here. There's going to be two kind of workout structures that we would pick based on our workout frequency. And then per workout, there's two variations. So what I'm talking about, because I might have already lost you. But what this comes down to is how often you're going to work out will determine whether you do a full body workout or a lower body workout, then an upper body workout, then a lower body workout, then an upper body workout. So you're either going to train the whole body at once or you're going to split it up into upper body and lower body. If you train 3 days a week or less, I would typically recommend that you train your full body. Even if two of the days are back to back, you'll probably survive. You'll do fine. And again, these are general advice because it's a podcast. I don't actually know you personally. But if you do want personal help, you can always email me, brutalirongym@gmail.com. But in general, if you train 3 days or less, you're going to do full body every workout. If you train 4 days or more, then it's definitely important to start splitting your body up because you don't want to overwork the joints. You want to give your body some time to recover between the workouts so that way you don't get behind in recovery, which actually causes muscle loss. The whole point of working out is to actually like maintain, if not build muscle. But if you overexert and damage the tissue, then you don't give the body time to fix the tissue and then you just damage it again, you're actually going to cause muscle loss. So this is why it's so important to make sure that your calories are right and your protein content is right. Otherwise, you're actually going to exercise and actually make muscle loss happen faster. When I help people after gastric bypass surgery or those types of surgeries, if they go into weight training while having huge restrictions on nutritional intake, maybe they can only eat 500 calories, maybe they can only eat 50 grams of protein, and then they go back to the gym, you're actually going to be damaging tissue at a faster rate than your body can maintain it and repair it. So you're actually going to cause muscle loss to happen faster. So that's opposite of what we want. So we need to make sure our calories and protein are correct. You can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. On the free nutrition education page, the first document is Create Your Own Nutrition Program. You can use that totally for free to write your own nutrition program and know that you're having the right calories and the right protein. You can also hire me. You know, a little plug. You can hire me and I can help you out. We don't have any contracts, so I can just help you like I did with this client. Get you on track, answer your questions, and you can kind of take with it and run with it on your own. But there's a free way to get it. There's a paid way to get it, which just makes everything efficient and more personalized. But either way, you can get it. You can get the right calories, get the right protein, make sure your training is actually improving you, not making everything worse. So that's very important and helpful to know. But again, if you're training 3 days a week or less, full body. If you're training 4 days or more, you're going to do lower body workouts and upper body workouts. Now that we know that, each time you work out, you're going to alternate back and forth between doing cardio first or cardio last. And I'll give you more details about that in a second. But what you do before or after cardio is going to be the same every time. You're either just going to do the cardio first, or you're going to do the cardio last, and you're going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth every workout. Now, with cardio, if the cardio is first, we're going to use intervals. What this means is you're going to have changing intensities. So you might set a time frame. I recommend a time frame between 10 to 20 minutes. If you can't go at least 10 minutes, then drop the intensity and just try to walk for 10 minutes. If you can go longer than 20 minutes, then I would make the argument that you're not going intense enough. I have done every form of cardio that you can possibly think of. I promise you. Absolutely promise you. I've been doing this for, gosh, 20-some years. I promise you I've done them all. What I would recommend for fat loss is to push intensity rather than duration. You do not want to be on a cardio machine for hour or hours a day. Absolutely do not need to do that. It is not the most efficient way. I promise you, promise you, promise you. You want to keep your cardio around 10 to 20 minutes. And if you can do more than 20 minutes, do it harder and make it absolutely miserable by 20 minutes. Okay? If you're going to listen to everything else I'm telling you, listen to that too. But the time frame we want is 10 to 20 minutes. With interval cardio, we want to have changing intensities. What this means is you're going to do some of the time at a low intensity, which is kind of like a recovery intensity. You're letting yourself catch your breath. You're still moving, but you're letting yourself catch your breath. Then there's high intensity, which is where you're taking all your breath away. You're absolutely kicking your ass, moving fast, trying to kill yourself, and you're going to go back and forth between low intensity and high intensity. The ratios we want to use are 2 to 1, 1 to 1, or 1 to 2. What that means is I'm going to do 2 units of low intensity to 1 unit of high intensity. Just to make math easier, make the concepts easier, I might do 2 minutes at a low intensity, then 1 minute at the highest intensity I can manage, then back to 2 minutes at a low intensity, then 1 minute at as high intensity as I can manage, go back and forth, back and forth. Or you do 1 to 1, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, or 1 to 2, which is 1 minute of low intensity, 2 minutes of high intensity, good luck to you, then back to 1 minute of low intensity, which will feel like 5 seconds, then 2 minutes of high intensity, so you're going to go back and forth. Those ratios are fantastic. You can actually rotate through those. So the first time you do cardio first, you do a 2 to 1. The second time you do cardio first, 1 to 1. The third time you do cardio first, 1 to 2. Then you go back through that. Every once in a while, if I have somebody who's pretty cardio efficient, but they are overweight, and that can be ex-athletes. There's actually a lot of people that fit that category, surprisingly. I might do a 1 to 3 ratio where they get 1 minute of rest, 3 minutes of awfulness, 1 minute of rest, 3 minutes of awfulness. But I don't like going higher than that because then the high intensity is actually more of a moderate. You want to make sure the high intensity is actually high and it's absolutely miserable because then you don't need to be doing cardio for more than 20 minutes. I have had people who've done cardio for 3 hours a day. I shit you not. 3 hours a day. I've dropped them down to 20 minutes a day, and they've made faster progress. I know. Crazy pants. But it's true. So we want to make sure we maximize that window of 10 to 20 minutes. Do the intervals if we're doing cardio first. Alternately, if we're doing cardio last, we actually want to do what's called an increasing intensity structure, which again, you're doing 10 to 20 minutes. We don't want to do more. We don't want to do less. You're going to start at a moderate pace, and then you're going to increase the challenge or the resistance to be at a maximal peak intensity by the end of the time frame. So let's say you're doing 20 minutes. You might do, 5 minutes at a level 5. Well, let's say 4 minutes at a level 5. Then 4 minutes at a level 6. 4 minutes at a level 7, 4 minutes at a level 8, then 4 minutes at a level 9, you're at 20 minutes and you're dead, and that's perfect. So, if we do cardio first, it's interval cardio, lows and highs, 2 to 1, 1 to 1, 1 to 2. If you're doing cardio last, it's increasing intensity. You start out moderate, and then by the end, you should be absolutely dead. Okay. That covers cardio. We've covered whether we're doing full body or lower body. By the way, you can always change it up. Maybe you're going on vacation next week and you're only going to get 3 workouts in, then you do full body. When you come back from vacation, maybe you're fired up and you want to do, you know, 4 workouts a week, and then you switch to lower body, upper body workouts. You can change that at any time. You can just alternate back and forth. There's no reason why you have to be stuck with a certain format. Now, the meat of the workout, the main part of the workout, once you're done with the cardio or before you get to the cardio, this is what we want to do in the middle kind of portion of the workout. We're going to start with movement prep, movement preparation. This is your mobility work. This is your small weaknesses stuff. This is the stuff that people a lot of times skip, and I promise you that you'll come back later in life and have to do all this over again for all the crap you skipped, so just do it now before you have to do it later, and it's worse later. But we have podcast 1112. You can find all of our podcasts on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. There's a podcast player. Underneath the player is instructions on how to find older podcasts, whether you're on a mobile device or a laptop. Podcast 1112, you'll have to go find. The podcast player only goes back 300 episodes. I've looked into trying to get how to get the entire library on the website. It's crazy expensive. I don't have the money for it. So, sorry, you will have to follow the instructions to try to find the older podcast, but it's pretty quick, like 3 or 4 clicks and you're there. Podcast 1112 is a training podcast titled The Best Warm-Up Routine. It'll explain in detail how to structure the movement prep portion, okay? So you're going to want to listen to that podcast, podcast 1112, write it down. What you're going to do in the movement prep is you're going to do something that warms up and stretches and moves your hips. Something that challenges your core, something that warms up and stretches your shoulders. So hips, core, shoulders. Those are the main joints of the body. I know that we have more, but those are the main ones that if we address the musculature that touches those joints, the hips and the shoulders, you're going to account for most movement issues, and you're going to ensure that your body can actually move well for the rest of the workout. And for most people, their core is weak, so we want to add some core work in that movement prep. So that's the first section. If you structure it properly, that takes maybe 12, 15 minutes. If it's taking you longer than 15 minutes, reduce the number of working sets you're doing to make sure it only takes 15 minutes. Okay? As you get better at it, as you learn it more, you might be able to do more working sets and still get it done in under 15. But don't take longer than 15 minutes in that section. You're going to lose motivation, super flustered, and you won't fit the rest of everything else in. So 15 minutes or less, movement prep, podcast 1112. Then you're going to go into your strength lifts. You do want to be strong, regardless of what your goals are. Strength is the number one indicator of health as you become an aging adult. You know, I forget the statistic, but when I was in school, learning all this stuff, school didn't teach me everything. but one of the things we learned in school is like strength is the number one indicator of longevity of people over 65 years old. The stronger the person is, the longer they're going to live. And that's just flat out the way it is. Also, strength is related to mobility. If you are weak, you will have crappy mobility. People stretch, 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 stretch. But if you notice that you're getting tight, 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 no matter how much you stretch, it's because you're weak. I know that sounded insulting, but I didn't mean it that way. Is if a muscle is weak, it'll tighten right back up to protect itself. Muscles are often tight as a form of protection. That's not always true, but it's a very common truth. Is if you stretch a muscle, then you notice the very next day the damn thing's tight again. It's probably because it's weak. Or it's the opposite of a weak muscle, and it's overcompensating and it's just freaking tired. So if we go through the movement prep the proper way, we address muscular tightnesses, we get you opened up, we get you moving well. So then when you go into your strength lifts, all the muscles will fire, all of them will be challenged, so whatever the weak ones are will eventually get the challenge enough to be strong, and that'll help your mobility. So if you're wanting to improve mobility, get stronger. Yes. Now the strength lifts. If you're doing a full body workout, you're going to do something for legs, something for pulling muscles, and something for pushing muscles. Pulling muscles is your back and biceps. Don't just do bicep curls. Do something for your back, whether it's, you know, rows or pull-ups or pull-downs, those kind of movements. But rows, pull-downs, any variations of that. your pushing muscles are your chest, shoulders, and triceps. You're either going to push something out in front of you like a chest press, or you're going to push something over your head like an overhead press. And then legs, doesn't matter, pick something. It could be a squat movement. It can be a hinge movement. So it could be squats. It could be deadlifts. It could be leg press. It could be whatever the hell you want it to be. Just something that challenges your legs, something that challenges your back, your pulling muscles, like you're pulling something towards you, whether it's from in front of you or over your head. And then you're pushing something away from you, whether it's in front of you or over your head. Excellent. If you're doing a lower body, upper body workout, well, if it's lower body, then just pick legs. If it's an upper body workout, pick the pull and the push. There you go. All of that can either be done as a circuit, it can be paired together, or it can be done all separate, however the hell you need, based on your equipment availability. And, you know, if you're at a commercial gym, you might not be able to take three exercises at one time. Probably going to get yelled at. If you're at home, hell, go nuts. Do them all. But that's the idea. Full body workouts, something for legs, something for pull muscles, something for push, every workout. If you're doing upper lower split, if it's a lower body day, just do the lower body stuff. If it's an upper body day, do the upper body stuff. Now, sets and reps. You're going to want 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps with 3-minute rests. We're going to keep it simple. What 3 sets means is you're going to warm up, do the movement a couple times with increasing weight load until you're like, okay, this weight that I'm about to do is going to be really freaking hard between 5 to 10 reps. Then do that really freaking hard set. That's your 1 set. You're going to take a 3-minute rest. You're going to do it again. That's 2 sets. You're going to take a 3-minute rest. You're going to do it again. That's 3 sets. So 3 working sets of 5 to 10 reps with 3-minute rests. If you can't get 5 reps, it's too damn heavy. Make it lighter. If you can get 10 reps or more, it's too damn light. Make it heavier. Okay? There you go. Sometimes we'll do more sets. Sometimes we'll do less sets. Sometimes we'll do more reps. Sometimes we'll do less reps when I'm working with somebody individually. But that's a pretty damn good kind of starting place. Ballpark figure. Start there. After you do your strength lifts, you're going to go to what's called a muscle cardio circuit. What this means is you're going to do a few exercises back to back to back. And it's going to make your muscles burn. It's going to make your lungs burn. So it's going to count as cardio. But it's because your muscles are tired, not just because your lungs are tired. So it's not just cardio like elliptical, treadmill, bike, whatever the hell else people do. It's muscle cardio. You're lifting weights so your muscles are burning and your lungs are burning at the same time. Now, we're going to make this simple. What exercises do we do when we do muscle cardio circuits? Well, you do legs, pull and push. Magic. Pick something for your legs, pick something for your pull muscles, pick something for your push muscles, do them all as a circuit, try not to die, and that'll be a great choice, okay? Now, often when you're doing 3 movements together, you're going to have to pick free weight options. You're either going to do yourself, your body weight, you're going to pick some dumbbells, you're going to pick some kettlebells, maybe you'll pick 1 machine and take some dumbbells and kettlebells to that machine, but the idea is you're doing all those exercises, at least 3, back to back to back. So you do something for your legs, then immediately move into something for your pull muscles, immediately move into something for your push muscles, and then take a big long rest. Now, how long of a rest? The rest time should be between 2 to 1 and 1 to 2 of how long it takes you to do all 3 movements back to back to back to back. So what this means is if I do my leg exercise, I go into my pull exercise, I go into my push exercise, and to do a set of each movement, if that took me 3 minutes and 20 seconds, I'm either going to rest half of that time or twice of that time. So to make the math easier for myself, we're going to go 3 minutes flat. I'm either going to rest 1.5 minutes up to 4.5 minutes. If I feel recovered and ready to go in less than half the time, I didn't choose a heavy enough weight. If I do not feel ready to go at 2 times the time, so if it took me 3 minutes to complete it, and at 6 minutes, wait, I messed that math up. Oh my gosh, we're going to come back to this. Okay? I'm going to start that over because I gave you the wrong numbers. The rest times are 2 to 1 and 1 to 2. So if it took me 3 minutes to complete the movements, I'm either going to be at half that time, which is 1.5 minutes, or twice that time, which is 6 minutes. So I gave you that 4.5, and I should have said 6. So I'm either going to rest half the time it takes up to twice the time that it took. So if it took me 3 minutes, I'm going to rest 1.5 minutes, anywhere up to 6 minutes. So thank you for staying with me. Thank you for letting me fix that. But that's our time frame. If you notice, that's a huge time frame. Huge. The idea is it allows for a lot of leeway, a lot of practice, a lot of figuring this out. Because as you try to work this out, as you try to figure this out, there's going to be some pros and cons. There's going to be some things you get right, some things you get wrong. But that's generally a pretty good recovery time frame. And again, if you're ready to go in less than half the time it took you to do it, it wasn't heavy enough. If you're not ready to go at twice the time it took you to do it, it was too heavy. Then, how many working sets? 3. 3 working sets. That's the goal. So you're going to aim for 3 sets where you do something for legs, right into something for pull muscles, right into something for push muscles. Then you take that 2-to-1 or 1-to-2 rest. Then you do each exercise again, take that 2-to-1, 1-to-2 rest, then do each exercise a third time, then you're done. Okay? So that's the middle of the workout. You have the movement prep section, the strength lifts, then the muscle cardio circuit. And then you either did cardio first or you did cardio last. That's the template. I do understand that this can be confusing, but this is actually a very simple structure. Once you practice it and you get familiar with it, play around with it a little bit, this is something that you can use for the rest of your life. Literally, you can use this for the rest of your life. You would just change the intensity and challenge of the cardio, staying within 10 to 20 minutes based on how you improve in aerobic fitness. Your exercises that you select in the movement prep to address your hips, your core, and your shoulders will just become more challenging exercise selections as you become more fit. Your strength exercises. As you become more fit, you might move from a leg press to a Smith machine squat to a barbell squat. So you just eventually pick a little bit harder variations. But you're always going to do 3 sets, 5 to 10 reps with 3-minute rests. The muscle cardio circuit. Maybe at first you start with body weight because it's really freaking hard and that's challenging enough. And then all of a sudden you can do some small kettlebells, small dumbbells. Then all of a sudden you're doing crazy big, complex, weird, crazy stuff like overhead walking lunges. You just progress the exercise selections as you become more fit. But you always maintain this template, this workout structure. You can use this for the rest of your life. It's worth taking the time to learn it. Because then you have that knowledge. You have confidence in what you're doing for the rest of your life. Okay. If you have any questions about this, shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you want to try to work this out and you're like, hey, I put this workout together, I'm not sure if I did it right, I'll review it. I'll make a podcast, reference today's podcast, and then let people learn from that. So if you want to put one together, see what it looks like, I'll review it, I'll be kind, but I definitely will give you some suggestions if there are some things that need tweaked. But we can use that as a future podcast, I'll review it. Now, if you want me to help you use this template, maybe you want to hire me for a month or two and say, hey, Rob, can you help me put this template together? I love the idea of knowing what to do for the rest of my life, but would you mind helping me get started? Great. Hire me. I will help you. I'll even help you with your nutrition as well. We work together a month or two. If you feel confident, you go on your own. That's why I love having no contracts with my clients. It's bitten me, you know, in the ass before, but I love it, and I'd much rather have people have the freedom than protect myself. I'll deal with my own problems. So, and what I mean by that is sometimes, you know, people, I write everything for them. They try it for a week, then they ghost me and overpay me, and it's like, well, that sucks. But I would rather, I'd rather give people the help, because I never want to have a restriction when people are finally ready to ask for help and really change their life. I would rather deal with the people that blow me off every now and then me ever make it more challenging for someone to take a first step. I love, love, love that people actually trust me or ask me for help in their life journey, and I never want to shut that down, ever. So if you ever need anything, I'm always here. Email me, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay. Well, if you like this podcast, please consider sharing this one. This is a pretty awesome podcast to share because if people take the time to listen to it, they will know how to train themselves for the rest of their life. So please, please, please consider sharing this one. It's a pretty cool one. Okay. If you like the podcast, you can also consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.